The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who were eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed them down to us, I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim the liberty to captives and the recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord. Today, our reflection will be from the first letter of St. Paul, which I have just heard. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons. And we were all given to drink of one spirit. The Church of Christ is called mystical body. What is mystical? It is a spiritual body and physical body. You see, when Jesus came to this world, he had not a body. We know God is spirit, pure spirit. But when he came to this world, he took, you see, this physical, visible, touchable, our body, human body. He took it and made it his own. When he ascended to heaven, this body went up with him. This is what a gift, what a mystery. And he put this body at the right of the Father to be there eternally. That is why he is recommended us, who keeps my commandment will be where I am now. Each one of us is destined to be there one day. All our body, this is, yes, it is transformed body, but the same body of us, from the hair of the head to the sole of feet, is there, up. This is, you see, this is our being. What a Christian means. Yes, Jesus is, he has got, you see, a body and a soul. But he has got also a spiritual body. What is a spiritual body of Jesus? You see, St. Paul, when he wrote this letter, he was got back in his conversion day what he heard. Because we know Paul was a Jew, and he rose to eradicate the believers of Jesus, the church, persecuted severely. But miraculously, he was, you see, blown up and heard, this is a voice. His name was Saul, not Paul. It was later called Paul. Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And Saul said, who are you, sir? I am the Nazarene, Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you have persecuted me. He took these words. Paul was persecuting not this Jesus, who is already up there, but the Christians. But he did not say, why do you persecute my believers, the Christians? But he said, why did you persecute me? You see our identity? All the baptized, all those who believe to Jesus, they are another Jesus. How? You see, this is a wonderful. When Jesus ascended to heaven, he said to his followers, at that time were 120. After 10 days, I will be back, and you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit, and you will testify to the end of the world. You will dress a power, you will receive a power. And he sent them this Holy Spirit. You see, who is the Holy Spirit? It is the Spirit of the Father and of Jesus. It is the third person of the Trinity. This Spirit animated and filled the body of Jesus. That is why he rose from the dead. And he imparted, you see, this same Spirit to each one of us at our baptism. And we became, you see, regenerated, remade, recreated, and become, you see, another Christ. This is the mystical of body of Jesus, we call. It is wonderful, you see. Yes, we are different when I think about the fingerprint. How it is amazing. The psalmist said, I praised you because I am wonderfully made. Wonderfully are your works, my very self, you know. Each one of us is made wonderfully. When we look all men and women through the eyes of God, how beautiful are they? No matter who they are, no matter what their color, no matter what their race, no matter what their status, they are beautiful, amazing. That is why Jesus died for each one of us and bought them by his blood. Yes, you see this fingerprint. Now they say the population of the world is 7.7 billion. Imagine, no one has the same fingerprint. Isn't this amazing? That is why you see, to identify our identity, they put our finger. Each one of us is unrepeatable and unique, but loved, cherished by this God. Each one of the baptized is children of God, sons and daughters of this wonderful Father, brothers and sisters of Jesus. Yes, when the Holy Spirit came after 10 days and 50 days from Easter, it came, you see, in the form of a fire. A ball of fire comes from heaven. This fire divided, it says, as the tongue, you see, flame of tongue, and descended upon each one of these 120 persons. That is what is fulfilled when Jesus said, you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit. Yes, they received him in the form of fire, but we received him in the form of oil, the miron, the confirmation. It is the same Spirit who vivified the body of Jesus. The same Spirit who changed and transformed them. We receive this same Spirit. This same Spirit is in me, in you, in you, in you, in all of us. This is a mystical path of Jesus. We are different, but we are one in Jesus Christ. We have to meditate this. Yes, we have given different gifts. If you look at our beautiful church, some are popes, some are cardinals, some are bishops, some are priests and deacons, some are consecrated nuns and monks, some are fathers and mothers, some are singles, some are teenagers, and some are children. All of us as a family of God received this Holy Spirit. And we are one in Jesus. We should feel this oneness. Yes, you see, to explain this wonderful mystical body, St. Paul uses our body. The great philosopher Plato, analyzing our body, says the unity and the diversity of the body, diversity in unity, When my finger suffers, I do not say my finger has pain. I say I have pain. When my leg, I have pain. When my ear, I have pain. But one body, one eye, with different completely parts and elements, you see, members, who has each one different functions. My eyes never do what does my ear. And my ear never does what does the eye. But they are so important for me. Each one of us is, you know, how important for the church, for the community. Yeah, we obviously to have this unity, this wonderful being of the Church of Jesus. Yes, Jesus means, you see, anointed. And in Greek, the word Jesus is Christos. And we Christians are called Christianos. Christos, Christianos. Because we are the anointed ones. Because the same Spirit which anointed Jesus is anointed us. That is, you see, our unity and our oneness. So Jesus, when he received this Spirit, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of the sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." This is our mission and commission. So, let's discover what we are. Let's renew our baptismal promises and be the light, children of light, messengers of this good news. First, by our deeds, and second, by our words. May God give us to see who we are and to do our duty and our mission for love of this wonderful Jesus. God bless you.